Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. I can't tell you how happy I am to be here and to have my Facebook live feed working because, as you can see, I'm in a new location. So before I get into all of that, I'm Colleen van der Zijden, and this is Lilydale Radio. The name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence. It's all about embracing who you are as a person and who you want to be. It's all about you and how you can live your best life, the life that you deserve to have, without letting our problems, challenges, obstacles get in the way and mess things up. So I am a registered medium at Lilydale Assembly. I'm also a certified life coach. And as a life coach, I do help people take care of their problems, give them some suggestions, ideas as to how they can make changes and adjustments. And as a medium, as you know, of course, we connect in with our loved ones on the other side. We connect in to see what kind of messages they can have and what they want to bring to us. Hello, Teresa. Thanks for watching. So, as I said before, I'm Colleen van der Zijden. So nice of you to be joining me. And as you can see, if you've watched before, I am in a new location. I am currently on, I'm calling it a personal healing retreat, where I'm in Florida. I've left Western New York, and I'm down here in Florida. Hi, Devin. Nice to see you. So we are here, I am down here and enjoying my space, working on my workshops, working on my online course that I'm developing, working on my book. It's totally all about me and what I want to be doing this time around. So it's kind of fun, actually, to take this time. And so I want to tell you, today's topic is all about living with uncertainty. And the reason I'm talking about this is I have had so many people contact me and want to know the answers. They want to know what's going to happen, how things are going to work out for them. Hi, Julie. Hi, Patricia. Nice to see you guys. And people get, we get a little bit worked up when we have times of uncertainty, don't we? We want to know what's going to happen. We all do it. Everybody does it. I don't know anybody who doesn't. Some of us are a little bit better at it, not letting it drag us down too far than others, but many of us, we just fall into this. Yes, Florida is a great place to be. It is. It was warm today. I got a little bit of a sunburn when I was walking. Didn't think about sunscreen because, you know, where I normally live in Western New York, I don't need it now, so I just didn't even think about it. But here we are, and it is fun. So it's a good inspirational time for me right now. So this uncertainty, the living with the uncertainty, we're going to talk about that, why it comes about, how it does, and some suggestions as to how you can reframe your perceptions on uncertainty and get your power back, basically. Hi, Emma. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be back. It's been a little weird because I didn't have any shows last week, and I got a little bit off in my head somehow. So it's much better to be back. So I want to tell you about a client I had years ago, and I mean many years ago, and she had just separated with her husband. She was probably 65 years old, at least, maybe 70. And so they had separated, and she came to me for a reading a long, long, long time ago, and she wanted to know if she was going to get back together with her high school boyfriend. Okay, now let's just stop for a second and think about this. She's 65 at least. And she wants to know if she's going to get back together with her high school boyfriend, okay? So we're talking 45, 50 years ago, something like this, right? So as I'm doing this reading, this is when I was a young medium, but I'll call it an inexperienced medium. And I'm looking at her, and I'm going, what? What are you talking about? You know, I'm trying to connect in with spirit, all this stuff. And because she was scared of the unknown, she was scared of being on her own, the only thing she could think of was, I need to find somebody else, and I need to find them now, and my high school boyfriend was nice, so maybe he'd like to get back together with me. As I understood it, they were not even in contact, so that made it even more interesting to me. So she latched onto this idea, and as I'm talking to her, I'm going, you know, I'm not feeling that. I'm not sensing that. And she goes, well, I've been to this many mediums, and some of them say I'm going to get back together with him, and some of them don't. And I'm thinking, oh, honey, what are you doing? So she's going around, and she was going around trying to get people to tell her what she wanted to hear. And what she wanted to hear was she's going to get back together with this person from 45 or 50 years ago, which was so strange. So she was trying to control what was happening. She wasn't going with the life of the flow of her life, I guess I can say. Whenever we have a change that we don't want, you know, something like the end of a relationship or the end of a job, or we have uncertainty over something we do want, you know, we're hoping something is going to happen. In this case, this woman wants, she's hoping somehow miraculously she's going to get back together with her high school boyfriend. Something like that. When we want these things, we resist the unknown. And when we resist the unknown, that's when the uncertainty starts to come up. We resist what's happening, and our natural inclination is to control. We want to control. We want to force things to happen the way we want them to be, in our timing, of course. Not anybody else's timing, but our timing. So, you know, if somebody's suffering from an illness or something, and we want them to recover, and we want them to recover right now at this time, and we don't know what's going to happen, we resist that situation. And of course, when we resist something, our head goes into a tizzy. We have crazy brain, as I call it, where we think too much, and we worry, and we obsess over things. It can be a big thing. It can be a little thing. We could have little uncertainties. You know, we'll have questions. The questions will come up. So, for example, if I were to look at my life right now, my daughter's in graduate school, and she's applied for some internships, has had a couple of interviews, has another one coming up this week, actually. And will she get an internship this summer? So I could be thinking about that. Will she get an internship? Will she be living at home, or will she be living someplace else? I could go, well, my son just got a new job a few weeks ago. He seems to really enjoy it. Will he keep enjoying it? He likes to change jobs a lot, but will he keep enjoying it? Will my friend Marie, who's recently separated from her boyfriend, will she be alone for a long time, or will she find someone new? And I could worry about what's going to happen to her. My mother's moved into a new apartment. I could worry about that and all these questions. So these are really like simple uncertainties. Some people are really good at worrying over uncertainties. They love it. They may not agree with me that they love it. They just love to do it. So they get stuck in there. They get stuck in all these uncertainties, little ones and big ones. But the little ones, those, you can practice some of these ideas that I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. You can practice these ideas on the little ones. So when the big ones come, something really big, you can handle it. We could step into the worries over the unknown, questioning things. And when we do that, though, we start to feel real badly about ourselves. We feel badly about what's happening and how we can fix it. I know when I'm starting to question things, what I do is I start dowsing for the answers. Now, if you know anything about dowsing, you can use dowsing to find water, of course, but I'll use a little pendulum and I'll go, is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? And I'll just catch myself doing it, you know, because I do practice these techniques and ideas all the time, but I can catch myself doing that and going, oh, okay, you need to move into a different mindset right now. So we're going to talk about different mindsets. So we have such a tendency, and I think it's a natural tendency, to think the worst about everything. If something happens, well, this could happen, and we think it's going to be really bad, and the mind goes crazy. We can't think clearly. We start to obsess. Have you ever had that obsessing thought at the nighttime, especially, where your thoughts just go, and you get all negative and you get anxious? And we want to know what's going to happen. We try to fix it, control it, force it, so we'll feel better. We just think if we know what's going to happen, we're going to feel better. We don't like to be out of our comfort zone. It's really uncomfortable. It really is. And the unknown tests us. It makes us go out of our comfort zone. We get attached to thinking that what we have or had is permanent, that it's going to stay forever. It's going to stay this way, but it's not. It's not going to. We think what we have is better because we have it. We understand it. We're comfortable in it. Even if it's not a good situation, we'll still stay in a bad relationship or something just because we know it. So we think it's safer than stepping into the unknown. Now, years ago, I was, and some of you will be shocked about this, I was really shy. I would not say anything to people. I was very introverted. Not so much now, thank goodness. But as time went on, I wanted to go to different workshops in different places. And I just love learning, as you know, and I love to go places. I get very uncomfortable driving by myself sometimes, especially back then. Back then, we didn't have GPSs, so I had to look at a map and figure out everything and, you know, what to do. And so it was stressful for me to drive. And I would get worried I'd get lost because I don't have any sense of direction at all. I mean, none. So it would be very stressful. But I wanted to do these other things so badly that I would step into the fear and go into that unknown and the uncertainty and just hope it's going to be okay. And I would do this anyway. So going to a new place can cause uncertainty. So now here I am in Florida, and I drove here. I stopped first in South Carolina to see a friend of mine. So that added on a few hours to my drive. But I have a GPS now. But even then, I get a little bit uncomfortable, a little uncertain about this. Now, everything changes. Now, before I get going actually on this, let me give you the telephone number if you want to call in, 818-739-8818. And you can call in to talk about this topic. You can call in to talk about pretty much anything you want to talk about. If you have a problem and you want some coaching, I can give you some coaching. If you're looking for a spiritual solution, a spiritual suggestion, we can talk about that. If you're interested in mediumship, healing, metaphysics, any of those things and have questions, we can talk about those things as well. You can also call in to have a brief mediumship reading, and I do love to do those as we're on our show too. So change, back to change and uncertainty. Change is a given. Everything changes. Everything changes. And there's always going to be uncertainty. Everything you're experiencing now, in your life now, was unknown at some point. Every single thing was unknown. And not to scare anybody who gets really sucked into worrying over uncertainty, because I don't want to set you off into an anxious situation. But the next second, the next minute that we have is totally unknown as well. We don't know what's going to happen. There are no guarantees. There is nothing is permanent. It's just the way it is. So number one, look at you. You already can handle uncertainty. You're already doing it. You're living with uncertainty. You're still here. It's all good. But if uncertainty and change does bother you, and there are times, of course, when big things come along and we will get bothered. Maybe you struggle with anxiety or worry anyway, or depression, or you're highly sensitive. We have to strengthen your connection to your inner self. When you strengthen your connection to your inner self, being strong with who you are, you'll understand what you're capable of. You'll understand how you can shift your mind to move into the mindset of being able to handle whatever comes your way. No matter how crappy it is, you'll have strategies, you'll have ideas, things you can do. And Julie is saying, learning to trust that all will be well. And that is actually one of my things that I'm going to be talking about, because that is very important. We need to trust this. We can use these feelings of uncertainty to learn and grow. When we follow our emotions, we can learn a lot about ourselves, and uncertainty is a great one to follow. Because what happens is when we start questioning, which is what we're doing when we are uncertain and scared of the unknown, we start questioning and wanting to know what's going to happen. And what the universe is telling you is going, okay, wait a minute, it's time for you to grow. It's time for you to figure out who you are, to learn more about yourself. It's time for you to expand your boundaries. It's time for you to reclaim your power and get back to you again. And to stop looking outside for answers. Don't go, excuse me, to someone and ask them for the answers. You're giving your power away when you do that. You don't want to do that. Now, it's funny, I know, because as mediums, sometimes people will come to us and they do want to know answers to questions, of course. And I always tell people, if I feel something, I'm going to tell you, because I'm not going to stop the flow of the energy as it's coming through. However, what if I wasn't really connected? Or what if I'm feeling something that doesn't make sense to you? You're really the one creating your life anyway. So if I said to you, oh, I'm feeling you're going to go jump off, you know, this really, really high bridge, you maybe go bungee jumping or something, and you're scared to death of heights, you're going to look at me like I'm crazy, but no way, I'm not doing that. Because you're the one creating. So don't give your power away and follow what someone else tells you. If it rings true to you, then yes, follow it. But if it doesn't, then no, don't do that. Stepping outside of this for just a second, I did have a client once who came who told me he had talked to a psychic, and the psychic told him all this stuff, that he was cursed and he had to do this and this and this. And so he was scared about what was going to happen. He was scared about the future because she had told him all this crap. And I about flipped out in my chair. I mean, I stood up right away and I was like, no, don't believe that stuff. And of course, she wanted more money to save him from his curse. So you want to make sure you're listening to yourself, not necessarily to someone else. So hello, everybody. I like how you're all saying hi to each other on Facebook. That is so cool. So you want to go within for your answers. Go within. The universe is telling you in times of uncertainty, you've got to touch back in with yourself. Because when we get worried, what happens? We lose touch with ourselves. We start looking around us, looking for the answers outside of ourselves. And what we really need to do is take a moment, sit down, take a break, get back into ourselves and figure out. Uncertainty is very disconcerting because we do want to fix and control everything. But we have a choice. We can stay in the uncertainty, the negative perception, or we can let go, learn from it, and move on. So if you're in the end of a relationship or something, like this woman that I was talking about previously, who her husband and she had separated and she wanted to get back together with her high school boyfriend, she was too scared to be on her own. She was too scared of the uncertainty of how she would live, how she would take care of herself, all of those questions. Annie's saying, it's so hard not to overthink. It is, isn't it? We can get trapped in that overthinking and start to really just suck right in there. We can get sucked right down into that overthinking. And it's hard for us to move out of that in so many ways. But we have to be open to the idea that we do have the abilities within us to handle whatever is happening. We absolutely do. So these questions that we have about ourselves, these questions that we have about our lives, they can lead us to the answers. So what are you really questioning when you're asking what's going to happen? What is the real question at the root of this? Where are you going? This woman that I was talking about, she wanted to know if she was going to be alone forever. That was really her question. And she was scared of being alone forever. But that led her, or could have led her in this case, to realizing that she needs to reconnect to herself, to her own needs, and figure out what it is she needs so that she feels better, so that she feels more in control of her own choices rather than giving them away to other people. She had to learn how to be comfortable with herself, how to take care of herself. Not to rely on someone else to be there all the time, because she needed to become more independent. So when you do this, you're asking these questions, look at your questions, go a little bit deeper and see what you're asking. What is it that will show you something about yourself that will reconnect you back to you? What is it you want to do? What feels right for you? Instead of thinking, go into the feeling. What feels right to you? What can you learn from your experience? There's always something there that's going to lead you to some kind of an insight about yourself, always, without a doubt. You know, when I start asking my own questions, what I'm looking for, and I'm doing the dowsing and stuff, I'm just looking for reassurance. I want to know it's going to be okay. I had somebody tell me once that uncertainty was like an intermission, that it's a time of waiting. And I thought that was such a great way to put it. It's a time of waiting. When things aren't happening as quickly as we would like them to happen, and it's a time for us for our personal growth. It's a time for waiting, and it's a time for catching up vibrationally. So you may want something in particular, and you're upset because it's not coming. You're uncertain if it ever is going to come. And maybe that idea that whatever it is you're looking for is out there and it's waiting for you to be ready, for you to raise yourself up enough, to be strong enough to connect to whatever it is you're trying to create. So an intermission is a great idea. So the next time you're waiting for something to happen, wanting it to happen, just recognize it's probably important for you to have this waiting time. It's a time for personal growth, catching up to everything you need to do. Ah, boy, if we were to accept that we don't know what's going to happen and reframe it in a positive way, we could feel much better. And that, of course, is possible because you can do anything you want. You can reframe your perspectives all of the time. I was talking to my daughter once a few years ago when we were trying, or I was trying to sell a house. And of course, it wasn't working in my timeline. I really wanted to get going. And we started talking about when you get a present, a gift from someone. And I said, you know, it's kind of interesting. And I talked about this in the lecture once. I said, it's very interesting. You know, we get this present. Somebody gives us a present. We don't know what's in it. We're sitting there. We have this. But when we get a gift or a present, it's unknown, it's uncertain, we don't know anything about it. We don't sit there and go, oh no, this could be horrible. What if this, what if it's that? What if I open it up and this happens? What if I open it up and that happens? We don't do that. We open up the gift and we're usually pretty thinking, okay, this is probably something nice because it's a gift. What if we were to look at our problems in the same way, our uncertainties, our changes, the unknown, as though it's a gift that's coming to us, bringing us opportunities that we have not even thought of, that are just coming to us because we deserve them, because they're what we should be having. I said, went to my daughter, we were talking about selling the houses. I said, you know, whatever happens is going to be great. No matter what it is, it's going to be great. And we both laughed because the feelings we all get with uncertainty. It just seems, it doesn't go together in our heads somehow. We get uncertainty, we feel like, oh, it's a bad thing. But what if whatever's going to happen is going to be great? So whenever you experience some uncertainty, just think of that. Whatever is happening is going to be great. And that may help you get into that mindset where you understand it's all okay. You know that everything is going to work the way it's supposed to. We have to trust the process. We have to trust the process of life. We have to trust that whatever is happening is going to work out just the way it's supposed to, without our control force making things happen. We have to trust the divine timing, that everything works just the way it's supposed to. You know, I look back to when I had children, and if you've watched before, you know I struggled with that, and I adopted my first child, and then I got pregnant with my second one a couple years later. And I had to trust that divine timing eventually. I had to move into that because you can only overthink and worry and stress so much before your body, your inner self says, you've got to do something and change this. You've got to look at this from a different perspective. So I had to move into that trust. I had to trust that there was a higher vibration, that the God energy was going to help me, that whatever was going to happen was right. Consciously deciding to trust in the process of life, consciously deciding to trust spirit, to trust God, to be there to help, to guide, to show you what you need to know. That can take a lot of that weight off of you and get you out of that worry mode. You don't have to be quite so controlling because just give it away. Just give it to somebody else and let God take care of it, you know. You don't know the whole story of why things are the way they are. You know, we have little bits and pieces of things. We may never know what the whole story is. Maybe when we get the other side, we'll figure it out. But there is a perfection in our life path. And if we trust that there is a perfection here, that whatever is happening is a part of your life, it's not the whole of it. You don't have to know the whole story. Even you don't have to know the whole story, sometimes you'll still get where you need to go. Isn't that amazing? You just have to allow yourself to let go and trust. Just trust. I talked about the help me prayer before. If you're having a really big problem and you don't know what to do, the help me prayer is the perfect one. It's a sign of surrender. All you do is you say, help me. And you look up and you say, help me. And there you go. You let the energy, the universe, God know that you need help and you're surrendering and allowing God to come and help. It's perfect. Now, with trusting also comes the idea of accepting. You have to accept you have no control. You don't have control. You can't make something happen, really. You can try really hard, but you'll notice if you're accepting things, things have a tendency to flow better and you feel better. Life is as it is. You can do what you can do. Of course, I'm not telling you just sit around and do nothing. If you have a goal, a plan, something you want to do, take action and move towards it, of course. Do what you can do, but then let the rest go. If it's not working and you're forcing, that's probably why you're forcing. So you've got to let go and trust it's going to work as it should and accept that there is a life process that will take care of you. You can look at the past. Sometimes that's a great way. You look at the past and you find out times in the past where you did let go or you trusted. way back with the infertility stuff. There were a lot of lessons with that that I had to learn. And I look back now, I can see that I didn't really trust at the beginning of this process. But as time went on, I had to move into that. And so now, because of those experiences, some of those challenging ones from the past, I recognize whenever something comes up, I need to step into accepting and trusting and focusing on that as much as possible. It can be a challenge, of course, when we have a serious situation. You know, you've lost your job, or there's a health concern of someone near you or your own. It can be very difficult to let go of the control because fear steps in, and it can be overwhelming at times. We're afraid of what can happen and all of that. But if you practice this trust and acceptance idea on smaller ideas, when those big ones come, you'll be able to step into that easier. It's not always the easiest, but it's easier. Hello, everybody. Hello. So nice to see you watching. The final step, and this is maybe even more important than the others. I don't know. We'll see. It's focusing on the present, because what's happening when we're worrying about the uncertainty of whatever's happening now is we're going ahead. We're trying to figure out what's going to happen in the future. You know, we worry about what's going to happen, and that's taking us out of what is happening that's good right now in the present. So just because, for example, I don't know where my daughter's going to live next summer, you know, it's no big deal, really, when it comes down to it. But if I were a real obsessive worrywart, it could be a problem. But I can look at that and I can go, you know what, at the way it is right now, it's all perfect. She's living in a good place now. Everything is great. I'm living in a good place now. Everything is great. You can do that and focus on this kind of thing. Focus on today. Don't think about the past in a wishing things could be the way they used to be. We fall into that trap too when we have uncertainty. You know, there's a change and we want it to go back to the way it was, because that way we knew, of course, or we worry about the worst things going to happen in the future. So we get back to the present and be grateful for what you have right now, today, whatever's happening right now, today, at this time. I say be grateful for the blessings of today. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. We don't know how things are going to come out, but we can choose to enjoy today. We can choose to be grateful for what we have. We can choose to trust. We can choose to accept that life is the way it is. And just for today, you can use this. This is a great one. Just for today, I'll trust that everything is going to work out. Just for today, I'll be patient. Just for today, I'll love as much as I can. Just for today, and that can take you back to the present. You start to recognize that you're going away in your head. Just say that. Just for today, I am. I will. I am patient. I trust. I'm happy. I accept. Just for today, I'll look at my uncertainty as a gift, an opportunity to help me become a better person. Whatever it is you want to do. Every time I've had uncertainty and I've been scared of the unknown, every single time, I've come out of it with a better understanding of who I am, more clarity about myself. I've learned I've had to wait it out. I was a huge control freak, probably how many years ago? Well, at least 20, maybe more. Well, way back into high school. I was a huge control freak. I would get very uncomfortable in situations, get very uncomfortable doing things. So my solution was to control everything, try to make everything work the way I wanted it to. And I learned I had to stop doing that. I had to stop trying to control. I had to feel the emotions. I had to learn to trust. I had to learn to take care of myself. I had to find out what truly mattered to me. We want to live in the moment instead of worrying about the outcomes. And we can feel the joy even in the unknown. It's amazing. You really can. I did a show once for one of the radio stations about being happy even with your problems. And it's the same kind of idea. You can be happy. You can be joyful, even if there's areas of your life that are uncertain and tend to get you a little bit worried. You can still do it. And it's just a matter of connecting back to yourself and then remembering those simple things of trusting, accepting, and staying in the present. And, of course, remembering that within everything, there's always a blessing. There is always a blessing. It's amazing. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. And, oh, look, I did pretty well. I want to make sure I left some time so I could take callers. Let's see. We'll see. So if you want to call in, the number is 818-739-8255. 8818. And we were talking about uncertainty tonight, and you can talk about that if you'd like. You can call in if you want to talk about mediumship. You know, you want to talk about how to do mediumship, or if you have a problem and you want some coaching, whatever it is you want to talk about, we'll talk about spiritual things and we'll see what happens. So we will take our first caller. And what we're going to do is I always say the last four numbers of your telephone number. And then if you could tell me your name, that would be awesome. And we will go from there. I'm going to make sure my phone is turned up so everybody on Facebook can hear. I have neighbors upstairs, and they walk heavily, but they've been pretty quiet tonight, so that's good. So we are going to, who are we going to talk to? Let's go to, let's do this one. 9250 is your last four numbers. Bad sentence.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. And what's your name?
My name's Rachel. I'm Annie on Facebook.
You're Annie on Facebook. I love it. I love it. I have somebody else whose name is Mike, and his name is Joe on Facebook. So I'm like, okay. So how can I help you tonight? What would you like to talk about?
I'm actually really surprised. I mostly turned on the phone so that I could hear you better. But yeah, I definitely agree with the uncertainty. I struggle with a lot of confidence, and especially at work, and it's so hard not to overthink.
It is, isn't it? Because we want to please others. We want to do a good job. We want to be responsible, all of those things. And sometimes it comes out that way because then we start second-guessing ourselves. Do you second-guess yourself sometimes?
Oh, my gosh, all the time.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, I wonder how many people do that. I should do an unofficial survey sometime and just see what people say, because we start really thinking about things to the point that you don't even know what's real anymore. You know, have you ever had that great experience?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now, I do want to ask you, do you happen to have an aunt on the other side? Are you still there? Did I lose you? No, I'm thinking I might have lost her.
Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you. I can hear like this weird da 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 kind of sound. So, okay, so what am I? Yeah, I can't really hear you. I don't know if it's me or if it's you. Hopefully, it's not me. Can you guys on Facebook hear me okay? Somebody just give me a yes, just to make sure. But I'm going to give you a little bit of a reading because I'm feeling an ant type of person on the other side. So I'm just going to do this, and if it doesn't go to you, it may go to somebody who's watching or will be watching. So I'm feeling it's somebody who feels like an ant, okay? And the ant person to me, and I call her an ant because there's a friendliness about her. There's a feeling of wanting, thank you. Thank you, everybody. There's this feeling of friendliness about her, and she feels to me as though she passes about middle age, maybe 55, 60, something like this. Doesn't feel as though she's very old when she passes. There's a lot of energy here. There's a lot of fun. She's slightly crazy in a good way, and I do like her a lot. I don't normally describe people physically, so this is interesting because I want to talk about her hair, okay? And I'm feeling dark hair, and I'm wondering if there was an issue with the hair, that the hair, if she was sick or something and her hair goes away. But I want to see it say dark hair, and I feel like she took care of it, and I'm actually feeling like she did diet. So I don't know if this goes with you or not, Rachel, and I may not be able to tell if you answer me. can you hear me? Oh, my gosh. do you have somebody on the other side like this?
An aunt with dark hair that's really thick that she took care of?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm thinking, I know someone who had a lot of curly red hair.
Okay.
Who meant a lot to me.
Okay. Did she dye her hair?
She might have.
Okay, because I definitely get the feeling of dye, and I want dark hair. And the importance of the hair, it's very important. I like my hair. that kind of feeling. There's something like this. Now, sometimes I'll get an anti-vibration for somebody who is a little bit older than we are, you know, but somebody we look up to that's kind of a friend but close at the same time. So that's an interesting description, but there you go. Well, let me describe a little more and see if it sounds like this person. If it doesn't, maybe somebody will claim her on Facebook. Who knows? I like her because she is fun. She's like I said, a little bit crazy. She'll say things just to see what she can say. And there's a little bit of a, boy, I don't want to say directness. But she'll say what she wants to say. She's not a jerk, though. So she's not awful the way she says stuff. But she'll say what she needs to say. But I also get a real caring sense about her. A real caring sense. This is interesting. Do you happen to know if your friend had something going on with her heart area?
No, she has something going on with her head.
Okay. Interesting. Because I'm feeling some heart stuff going on too. You know, the head I don't know about, unless there was something that was so strong that it would have caused her to lose her hair. Did she have anything like that happening?
No, not that I know of. I know my grandparents were losing their hair, but.
No, that's not them. Okay, somebody online is saying it might be a person they know. So who knows? I'm just going to keep going because even if I'm talking to somebody who's related to, you know, it could be related to the person you were thinking of, and it could be related to somebody else too because, you know, as we know, they always go piggybacking. But what I want to talk about is I want to talk about dotting my I's and crossing my T's. Are you very good about paying attention to the details of things?
Yes.
And a bit of a perfectionist as well? Yes. Okay. Okay, because I think this person was a bit too. But I want to talk about that, being very aware of the details of things. And there's a feeling of pride with that for you, a feeling of pride that you are very responsible, all of those things, you know, that we want to be, and that you do such a good job with what you do. Sometimes you do get caught up in that worry, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and your head goes. Yeah, your head will go. So at night, even you'll replay things, you know, you should have said this, you should have done that, and back to the second guessing and all of that, too. And she's reframing this for me and telling me that you're actually a person who it's because you're responsible and you care that you do these things, okay? And she says it's just a matter now of just kind of stepping back a little bit and moving into that trusting of things and not worrying so much about stuff, just doing that. I do want to talk about one more thing, though, and I don't know if it will go to you or somebody online, but I want to talk about paperwork, okay? I want to be signing something. It looks to me like it's a birth certificate or something like this, maybe a death certificate, but it feels more like a birth certificate. Do you know somebody who more recently had a baby?
Friends, and... You know, I had a reading yesterday where someone said something about a baby. So,
funny.
Something's going on with a baby.
Something's going on with a baby because I want to talk about, I feel like I need to sign a birth certificate or something like this, you know. It doesn't really feel like a death certificate, but I want to sign that. So I wondered where we were heading with that. So there's something with a baby. Okay, not to get too personal here, but is any chance you're going to be having a baby?
No, that's the weird part.
Okay, that's okay. Like I said in the beginning, you don't want to take somebody else's advice. If I said to you, oh, you're going to have a baby, you know, whatever, it's your life. You do what you want. I'm not going to say that. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's a connection here with a baby. So we'll see how that plays out. I don't know. You know, it's interesting. Like I said, I will say anything that pops into my head because I want to make sure that I don't shut my energy down. So everything that comes in. Now, there's one more. Oh, see, I said one more thing, and then I keep talking. One more thing. did your friend have something going on with her jaw as well?
Not that I know of, but I didn't know her as well.
Okay. I'm wondering if I might be getting a new spirit in here. So I'll touch in with them in 2 seconds. So anyway, Rachel, it was really nice talking to you and playing with you, seeing what happens and who comes in. So this person that came in could apply to you, may apply to somebody else as well, whatever it is. It sounds like they understand you pretty well. So it's good just to keep going and just keep learning about yourself. And it's so funny how it tied into what we were talking about tonight. That's so cool. So, Rachel, thanks for calling. Maybe we'll talk again.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thanks.
And that was Rachel. It's always so interesting. You just never know what's going to happen while we're talking here. Now, I want to talk about this next spirit. So I don't know if it goes to you, somebody out there, if it will go to somebody who watches this tomorrow or another day. But I have a woman here, and the woman is telling me she's giving me lots of stuff happening here in the body. She's older, 70s, 80s, maybe even older than that because she's of significant age. I've got knee issue. I feel like I have my knee done. I feel like I fell on it, okay? I've got a jaw issue, okay? My jaw hurts. I feel like there's stuff going on in my jaw. I'm wondering about the teeth as well. She could have had, like, dentures or something like this. There's problems in here with this. I think she might also grind her teeth or used to grind her teeth, depending on when she had the teeth. So I can feel that as well. There is some pressure here in the chest, I'm wondering if she had pneumonia as well. Very interesting. She's got a lot of stuff happening here. She's a little thing, and I don't normally describe them. I don't know what's going on why I am today, but there you go. She's a little thing, you know, and as she got older, she kind of shrunk down a little bit, and she is older, so of course that's the way it is. I do feel that she had some kind of a walking aid as well. I do like her. She did like to have her hair done. Here we are back to hair again. It's a hair day, I guess. She did like to have her hair done, okay, but as she got older, it was getting really thin, and it was harder to take care of, and she couldn't really deal with it, and so there's some other things going on. She wants to talk to a woman here in the physical, and as she's talking to the woman here in the physical, she wants to a couple things. She could be a challenge. This woman on the other side, she could definitely be a challenge. She told people what to do all the time. She had no patience for anything. She's telling me she worked her fingers to the bone, and I feel like she means this more literally, like she was always working with her fingers. You're welcome, Annie. It's like she was always working with her fingers. I feel like she did a lot of things there, and I feel like she worked very, very hard. I want to go back when she's younger. She's definitely no money, and there's something with the manual. I feel like I'm either washing dishes, doing sewing, helping another house, or taking laundry or something in. I feel like I'm working in a more domestic kind of capacity, but it's a lot of hard work, and it really affects her. But she is a hard worker, and because she's a hard worker, she doesn't put up with any crap, okay? If people don't aren't responsible for themselves, they don't take responsibility for their actions, she has no patience for this. She's very stubborn, and I want to say German for some reason. So I don't know if she literally is a German or if that just is how she's getting me too stubborn, German stubborn. okay, thank you. She's talking about this woman here. Now she's talking about this woman here. She said, how can I put this so it's polite? This woman here needs to step it up a little bit. She needs to step it up a little bit. She needs to stop being stuck in her emotions, okay? She needs to look at the facts of things. She needs to be responsible. She needs to move forward. So the way she's talking about this woman here in the physical, that we'll have to find out who it is, this woman here in the physical, something has happened in her life where she is stalled. She's stuck in emotions. She can't get out. She can't make forward steps. She doesn't know how to do it. This woman on the other side has no patience for that stuff. She has no patience. You've got to keep going. Matter of fact, just move on and do it. You've got to move on. You've got the strength. You can do this. She says it runs in the family, so there's obviously a connection here by family. She says it runs in the family that we can handle anything that comes our way. Okay? So if that applies to you, take the message. And let me know if you would, because it's always fun to see when the random readings are placed. I know she doesn't really want to go, so hold on. There must be something else she wants to talk about. Okay, she's giving me the impression there's a man with her. I want to say father. Okay, I don't know if it's a father to the physical person or her father, but there's a father here that we want to acknowledge too. That may be connected to the woman, the physical woman that we're going to be finding out who it is, because there may be some senses of loss there, something like that. Okay, there we go. Had to do a little random reading there. Love when a random reading comes in because it's kind of fun to see where they land. And they usually do. Somebody usually contacts me and tells me who's taking it. So let's see who we want to talk to next online. Let's go to this number, 7451. Hold on. I didn't get my cursor on your thing. Here I come. Here we are. 7451. Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty nervous. Hey.
Hello, are you there? Sounds not so good.
Are you talking to
Michelle,
me?
Oh, yes, I am. Hello.
I'm 715. That's why I didn't get it.
I'm doing the last four numbers, 7451. I probably said it wrong.
Okay, not me.
It's not abnormal, you know, especially when I'm in medium land. So what's your name?
Diana.
And how can I help you today, Diana?
I wonder if you could, today's sort of a special day, and I was wondering if there was any message for me.
Okay. Are you looking for your mom by any chance?
Yes.
Okay, because I got mom right away. All of a sudden I'm feeling
mom. Yes.
And man, did she have some stuff going on in her body as well, like the upper back, chest, something in there?
Yeah, she did. She had a breathing problem.
Because I feel like, I don't even know how, it's almost like I have an elephant sitting on my chest kind of feeling, you know, like I can't expand. It's weird. It's a weird feeling. I want to be thanking you. I'm speaking as her right now. I want to be thanking you. Were you helping her?
I don't know how.
Okay, because I want to be thanking you. So let me find out where this is going. It's an interesting feeling with her because I feel like she wants to come through all the way, but I also feel like I want to step back a little bit, okay, at the same time. It's kind of odd. So I want to be here, but I'm kind of not. And there's a feeling of wanting to thank you. She says that, was your mama, was she challenging for you?
Yes.
Okay. Because what I heard, and I had to ask you that first before I said what I was going to say, because that was just going to be weird. It's the feeling of you not letting her stop you, that you didn't take some of the things that she said and stuff as fact, and that you worked through that. There's a feeling of you did it without me kind of feel. Isn't that weird? Does that make sense to you?
Well, yeah, it does in a way, because she was like very negative with me. If she walked into the room and the whole room was beautiful, she would find the one spot of the wallpaper that didn't match, kind of that way.
Yeah, okay. So she's got that critical part, huh? It's the thing, feeling like thanking you for becoming who you are really without her help. Okay, it's an odd feeling. But the way it's coming through, though, is pride there for you. And I do get the feeling she wasn't very vocal about telling you how proud she was of you either.
No.
I don't get a lot of the cuddlies here, like, I love you so much. I don't get a lot of that, okay? Like, none.
Right.
But even with that, there is a pride, you know, that you did what you had to do. Okay, so she's for some reason, she wants to thank you for that. And you know what it is? I think it's like she's wanting to acknowledge, kind of like to herself, that it wasn't that bad, you know? So she's kind of like making yourself feel better. Now, this is odd for me because my belief system is once we get to the other side, spirit, we grow and learn on the other side and we become better people and all that. But I can feel with her this, it's almost a bit of a relief of coming through. Okay. So that's very interesting. Very interesting. Huh. You must have had some real challenging times with her. And I know she's a good person, okay? You know, I know she's a good person. She is.
Yeah, I did.
Don't want to make her...
Yeah, she wasn't a bad person. But we had... I don't know if it was because she was so critical all the time and everything, you know, nothing was, like good enough, I felt like. So it gave me that feeling through life that, you know, nothing that I did was that great. And I think that was always there. And it made it very hard, you know, when we got together because the feeling was always there.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
And it's hard to, it totally makes sense. And it's hard to release those feelings, you know, with family and stuff, even as adults. You know, we get back together with, you know, our sisters or whatever, and all of a sudden we're back to the way we used to be. And those old beliefs and those old patterns come back up. And there is that feeling, though, with her, because I know she could be a little bit of a challenge, and I know she could be, I don't know how to put it, it just could be hard for you. But she's giving me a very distinct impression that she's proud that you've worked through this, that you've really, really had to figure it out, that you are good enough, that you are a good person, that, you know, that's just the way she was, you know, that you've had to work through this. And there is a pride coming in with that. There's an acknowledgement of that, that you're, in a way, stronger than she is, you know? Not for comparison, but that's how it's coming through. Because you have that ability. So there is that there. And that seems to be her real strong message today. Huh, very interesting.
I understand that. I do understand that. And today is the day that she died 1 year ago.
1 year ago. So it hasn't even been that long.
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah, it's hard to lose your mom, even if she was challenging at times. It's still hard to lose your mom.
Yeah.
Man, that's something else. Now, one thing. Did somebody or does somebody have something, or I've got a new spirit coming in, we'll see, going on. I don't know my anatomy right now, so anybody who wants to help me out here, it's all good. I've got something on slightly on the left side of my rib cage, like right below my rib cage on the left side. I don't know what organ is in there. Okay, there's a feeling of something going on in there. Does anybody know what that is? Do you know if anybody's experiencing any kind of weird pains in there? I don't know, it'd be pancreas, liver, any of those things. You haven't known anybody like that?
A pain? No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, I get a lot of tightness in my body, and sometimes it is on that side, but not a pain.
Okay, because it feels like a pain to me. Yeah, it's weird. So I don't know if I've got a new spirit or what's going on. Somebody online's going stomach. Somebody else goes my husband pancreas. There's so many things it could be.
Yeah.
I really got. I don't have my anatomy book with me.
No,
yeah. So I'm getting a little bit of a weird sensation there. So that feels to be connected to somebody here in the physical. So maybe it doesn't go with you anymore. So I do want to tell you there is a lot of love coming through here, and I do want to thank you still. So you must have did something to either honor her or help her or something. You've done something, you know, and of course releasing, you know, the feelings of not good enough are great as well. But there's something about thanking you. And but I do want to tell you, there is a lot of love coming through for you. So I want to mention that too. And is somebody's birthday coming up soon?
Let's see. Well, I have a grandson and... two grandsons that are in February.
Okay. Because all of a sudden she's talking about a birthday soon. So, okay, good. So I'll just leave that then for you. Well, Diana, it was very nice talking to you and your mom. You have
Thank
a
you.
Really great night. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye. Yes, how interesting. Yes, the left side. Is that where the pancreas is? Know anything. My mom passed 2/13/18. Oh, isn't that amazing? What is happening with me? I'm a mess. Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know. yeah, I'm just reading it for those of you who are just listening in. That's what's going on. But I do want to talk about this pain here on my left side. It's a weird sensation. And I am not a doctor. I know nothing. I know less than nothing is how much I know. So if you can figure this out, it's all good. I've got pain here on the left side, and I feel like along with it comes nausea. I feel like there was a lot of food that could not be kept down. I feel like that there was just a lot of stuff happening there, and it was very hard, very difficult. I do feel there's a man on the other side talking about somebody here who is experiencing that right now, or did experience it in the more recent past. So there is that message. Something about this. What do you want to talk about? Feels like it's a male, the person here. So Sue Walters Hawley, are you the one that said it was the pancreas thing? Because it's such an interesting feeling. Has your husband really had to learn how to let go of control and really move into relying on other people? And was that very hard for him to do? That's what I need to know right now. You let me know, Sue. And it's because it's kind of an interesting feel, because it feels like your husband's had to grow and learn how to be a different person, basically. You know, there's a gratitude here. He had that pain but passed recently. He passed. Oh, you think I'm talking to him, like literally on the other side? Oh, my gosh. See? Woo-hoo. Acute pancreatitis. Yes. Okay. And while that was happening, did he have to learn how to rely on other people, and that would be against his normal self? You know, is he the one that takes care of other people, and then he had all stuff happening and he had to learn how to rely on others? Because I feel like that feeling of wanting to acknowledge connections. I want to do connections. Okay. So I'm sorry to hear this, Sue. Yeah, there's something about connections, and he had to really acknowledge that. And the thing is, did he also have some medication or something that would affect his thinking, would affect his brain? Because I feel like I'm in and out. I feel like I'm in and out. I'm here and then I'm not. And I feel like I'm not quite on top of things. This may be right before he passes. And also tell me, did he, 32 pills a day. Wow, I almost swore. That's a lot of pills. He must have been having all sorts of weird things happen. Poor guy. Oh, my goodness me. Yeah, no wonder. Okay, that makes sense. And did he also tell you, because I want to talk about his arrangements, did he tell you what he wanted in terms of his arrangements? Because I feel as though this is something important. I don't know if he gave you the arrangements. I'm feeling like you talked about it. Tell me if that is true, if you guys talked about it. Who resisted it? Somebody resisted it. One of you guys didn't want to talk about it. You go, okay, let me know. I'll just keep talking. You let me know. I'll try to pay attention to the screen so I can get the answers. Oh, but he doesn't feel very old to me either, by the way. I want to make sure I say that. Sometimes I feel things and I don't say the obvious, what's obvious to me. He doesn't feel very old to me. So let me know. Yes, and me. Okay, you had the resistance. Isn't this amazing? I tell you. Such an easy, interesting way to do a reading, isn't it, through Facebook? It's amazing. Okay, 45. So he was not. Oh, don't worry, I just keep talking. This is what I've been doing the last few weeks, and I'm just going to keep doing it. I'm going to turn my phone down, though, so that we don't have to listen to whoever that lovely voice is telling us how many seconds I have left. Who knows what that did? So, I know. He has a pretty good sense of humor, doesn't he? He really does. I have to say, I do like him. And as he's talking about these arrangements, he's talking about wanting to acknowledge. He really wanted to make sure you understood. But you did hear him, even though you didn't want to, even though you didn't want to discuss it. It was better to ignore and deny. It was better to do it that way, you know, just because it was the only way you could handle it. But he's telling me how strong you are. He says, you're a lot stronger than you thought you were, aren't you? And he's so, oh, I'm getting goosebumps right now. He's so happy about you kind of finding some of your strength again. You're getting some of it back, you know. There are days I know that you're not, you think there's no way, I can't keep going, there's no way. But then he's telling me, no, you can and you will. And he says he's very proud of you too. And of course he loves you very much. I gotta make sure I say that. I know. I want to put my arms around you right now and give you a hug. I want to give you a hug as much as possible. I want to kiss you. I want to kiss you now on the head. I want to kiss you. And he's talking about holding hands. He's talking about you guys holding hands. He's talking about you doing this on his head before he passes. Okay. And he's talking about you saying, you said something along the lines of you don't think you can go on. I don't know if you said that before he passes or after he passes. You don't know if you can go on. You don't know how you're going to go on. That's what it is. You don't know how you're going to go on. But even though he's getting ready to go and all that, he's still giving you strength. It's so amazing. And he's still giving you strength here now from the other side. It's so awesome. Oh, my God. He's so much fun. I do like him. What's up with his shoes? Why do I want to talk about his shoes? I want to. Okay, this is really, I touched his head, and that is what I said to him. Okay, thank you, Sue, for verifying. Now, I want to. Okay, this is funny. I don't know if he's just trying to lighten it up because he doesn't want us to, you know, move into like a maudlin sad thing. This is really weird. Okay, I want to put his shoes on my feet. Okay, and I feel like they'd be a bit too big, but I want to put his shoes on my feet. Does that mean anything to you? This is so funny. I just want to laugh. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if he's messing with me or what. I'm not sure. So let me know if that means anything to you. It is so funny. Oh, I know. Have you been getting headaches, Sue? There's some head pain right now. I don't know if it's his, but it feels more like it might be yours from maybe thinking too much. So tell me about the shoes and the headache. If you get a headache, it's so funny. I want to be putting those shoes on, and I want to be shuffling in his shoes. Do you still have his shoes? Tell me about the shoes. What am I doing? Oh, Spirit is so funny. Oh, I know. You're still talking to him all the time. He says you don't stop. You just keep talking, and you keep talking in the morning when you get up, you go to bed, you're in the shower, and I'm not touching that one. Does he have an interesting sense of humor? I almost put them on last night. They're still by the door. Okay. I don't know. I tell you, Spirit is amazing. Spirit is amazing. Yeah, because I want to be shuffling in the shoes. And he says you're talking to him all the time. I don't know. He mentions the shower. I'm not going to get into the whole private things there between these you guys, but there you have that. So you can stop. He's too funny. Okay. What else do I say? Anything else? Or are you just hanging here today? Something else. Okay, this is random. He probably wants to take a bath. Yeah, maybe he does. I want to talk about a shower. Okay, now here's something really random. If you can figure this one out, then I might fall out of my chair. I am looking at a clown. You know the weird hair, the funny hair? Either they had the sticks out hair. I'm looking at that. I have no idea what that means. I'm seeing clown. And, you know, it's funny because I'm not much of one for symbolism, I guess. You know, like I wouldn't say, oh, it's a clown, he wants to laugh. That's not really how I work. And because I figured if the spirits want to laugh, they can just tell me they want to laugh. You know, wouldn't that just be easier? So if I see a clown, there's some connection to a clown. Either he doesn't like clowns, somebody really likes clowns, or you like the circus. Or remember those really scary movies where you'd have the clown? So I don't know if there's a connection to a clown or if I'm just going wacky and he's trying to really mess with me now. So anyway, you let me know that, and then I'll probably start wrapping up.
He is so funny. I really like him. It's so unfortunate. It seems as though, you know, when things start going wrong in his body, it's like boom, 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 boom. In high school, he dressed up as a clown. Just looked at the picture. We started dating at age 13. I cannot believe that made sense to you. I am so blessed to be talking to such a clear communicator. And you started dating at age 13. Oh my God, I'm getting goosebumps again. How awesome is that? That you guys you've been connected for so long, and being able to have that growing up together. How awesome is that? No wonder it feels so tight to me, like very tight. Oh, he dressed up as a clown and he just looked at the picture. I love it. Thanking you. And he's also thanking me for being here. But he's thanking you for everything you did. Okay? And I'm actually starting to get a little teary myself. So he's thanking you because he says you truly showed him. Don't do that. You truly showed him unconditional love. And you truly showed him what it meant to care for someone with all your heart. And stop it, you're making me cry. No crying on TV. I hate when they do that. It doesn't happen much, but when it does, I know, stop. He thinks it's funny. But he's saying he's really impressed with you as a person and the kind of person you are and how you helped him, but how you showed him and so many other people what unconditional love is. And that is, okay, thank you, something everyone should aspire to have that ability, to have that experience of loving with all your heart. And to know that even though he has passed, that you're still connected and that love is still there. That does never mean, of course, for other people who don't understand this, that you will stop living, okay? Because off on the other side, they want us to move forward. They want us to live and to love. But when we're in grief, we have to experience the grief, and we know that those tears are our way of honoring our loved ones on the other side. And I know you have the picture right there that you talk to all the time as well. He's talking about tissues by it. Okay, we can't go on all night long. We really can't. Okay, yeah, okay. He says he's going to be touch and base tonight. Okay, now don't sit there just waiting and waiting. Just allow, okay, just allow. Again, he loves you so much. He's so happy. Okay, he got to spend that much time with you. He's so happy that you were such a big part of his life. And he thanks you for connecting with his relatives still, okay? He thanks you so much for that. So make sure you understand that he realizes, he knows what you're doing. And he is most grateful, most loving. I know, David Marco. I don't know what that means. I don't know if there's a David connection, a Marco connection, or if you like Marco Polo, I don't know. But all of a sudden they popped in my head. I'll just say anything. So there's some connection somehow in here. Okay, I suppose I should stop talking. I'm not too far over time. Thank you. You're a lot of fun. So much love to you, Sue. So much love. It was so nice talking to you and so nice. I do. David is like his. Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you understood. Man, he's a really good communicator. He really is. I really appreciate that because sometimes I'm not all so clear. So sweet. I feel so blessed to have touched in with him and everybody else, of course, tonight, but so blessed to have touched in with him and to have talked to you, Sue, as well. So lots of love to you, Sue, and I really want to thank you for allowing me this opportunity to connect you guys back together. So for everybody else who's been watching, thank you so much for watching. I'm Colleen Vanderzijden. I am a registered medium at Lilydale, and this is Lilydale Radio.
And we are live on my Facebook page. And if you're watching, you know this. So Colleen van der Zijden, medium and self-empowerment coach. Now you can go to my website, colleenvanderzijden.com, or be brave, try to spell it, it's easy, or psychicmediumcolleen.com. And that's a quick link. And you can sign up for my mailing list right there. I have the 3 keys to happiness is my free download. So if you haven't gotten it yet or you're new to my mailing list, that's a little bonus for you. So thank you so much. Lots of love to Sue, everybody, and everybody else in the world who is needing love. We will send, send, send. I guess that's all. I suppose I could stop talking. I know. He's still here, so I'll tell him to go to your house. Go to Sue's house. So, yeah, he's a sweetie pie. So I want to thank you again for everybody for watching and listening, and